It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
I want to ensure that we understand what we mean by confession and the necessity for it. I want to remind you of the place of confession. But look at this. Look at this. Right? In Romans 10:9-10. Let me give you that. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our entire salvation experience, our eternal forgiveness, our redemption from sin and sin consciousness, our incorruptible righteousness, and our perfect union with our Father Jesus Christ was all received by confession. Meaning the greatest gift of God, which is our redemption, was received by confession. This means if confession could give you the greatest gift from God, everything else plays second fiddle. It means everything else you desire, confession can give it to you, particularly when you confess the counsel of God. Confessions are not just powerful, they are also a necessity. Look at this verse in Mark 11:23. Let me read it to you as well. I want to read it from the Modern English Translation, if I can find it. It says, "For truly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed, says to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says." Can you see that? It's telling us categorically that our saying can move mountains. Let me give you a few key points from this particular verse. It says, whosoever. This implies that it doesn't matter if you've been born again for a day or for a decade. This principle works exactly the same to whoever. That's why the Bible says, whosoever. That means you and I. I know you might be listening to me. You're saying, I've been saying, don't stop saying, stop it. Listen to me. I don't know how long you need to say something to make it happen. Sometimes you say it for a few moments and then it occurs. Sometimes it seems like you've been saying it for a century. It's not yet there. I need you to appreciate the fact, if God says that that's how it works, that's how it works, and we stick to the program. I don't know how long it has taken, but stay with it. Do not give up. What is the alternative? The alternative then is to what? To stop saying or to start saying negatively? Then that means you have quit the process altogether. We will not quit the process. You will say. I promise you, as you keep saying, you will start saying. So the scripture starts by saying, whosoever. That is you and I. Number two, he uses a deliberate, outrageous sounding example. He speaks about us moving a mountain to the sea. This is to dispel the thought that certain possibilities or impossibilities are off limits. That's why he uses a mountain, so that whatever thing that you think is so big, that you think is so ridiculous, he uses a mountain being cast into a sea because you said so, so that you will know that no matter what you are thinking of, it can be done. A third thing I want you to see in the verse, it mentions doubting in your heart. Note that this does not mean doubting God, for the next statement says, the speaker must believe what he, the speaker, says. The question here is, do you believe what you are saying? Do you believe what you are saying? If you accept your equality status with God, then the answer is an emphatic yes. You are one with God Almighty. So you must believe what you are saying. Listen, look, there are two broad reasons why many of us doubt. Many of us have two broad reasons. Number one, maybe you doubt what is being said. So you doubt it because what is being said, you are not too sure if it's the case. Or number two, maybe you doubt the speaker. But either way, I've taught you before that for the believer, remember our name, we are called believers. For the believer, hear the voice of God. For the believer, We can have doubt in our head, we can never have doubt in our heart. And the scripture there says, if you have doubt in your heart, remember this was written before Jesus died and resurrected. So he was talking to individuals that were not born again yet. You are born again. You are born again. So you can't have doubt in your heart. And so I've explained to you that even if you have doubt in your head, you're not sure how it will work. You're not sure if it's working. If in spite of the doubt in your head, you will maintain the faith confession in your, you know, from your lips, you will have what you say. You will have what you say. As long as what you are saying does not contradict God's will, you will have what you say. Now, what should we do? We need to take God's counsel. So now, what should be our approach? I don't know what you are facing. I don't know how grand the opposition is. I don't know how long you've been going through this. But he has not left you. His name is Emmanuel, meaning I am with you. God is with you. He has now gone even further. He's not just with us anymore. He's now in us. And the Bible says that you, your mouth, you are the oracle of God. Oracle means mouth or mouthpiece. You are God's mouth. What you are saying is what God is saying. And the same way the earth cannot reject God, it cannot reject you. It's time to say and to keep saying. What is our confession for this week? The Lord wants you to prosper. Maybe this does not apply to you. Maybe you're listening to this and say, no. This talk about money, then you can tune out now. But our confession for this week is wealth and riches are in my house. Actually, we'll need to take it for the rest of the year, for the rest of the month, the rest of the year. Wealth and riches are in my house. God wants you to declare that for the rest of the week. For you to take the time to meditate on that conviction. Wealth and riches are in my house. It gives God no joy when you are battling to pay the bills. It gives God no joy when you are battling to fund your project. It gives God no joy whatsoever when your church is in need and you are not able to support it. There is no joy in God for that. God, see, it is so unfair of God to live in opulence. God does not just have wealth. God lives in opulence. His gates are made of precious stones. His streets are paved with gold. And yet you think God does not want you to prosper? How hypocritical of God is that? He is not hypocritical. He doesn't just want your need met. You know, there are others that argue that say God wants your needs met and just your needs. It's not true. It's not true. Even when the Bible says God shall supply all your needs, the word needs there also includes wants. Go check it. I'm not making it up. Also include wants. God wants to bring you out of debt. God wants to fund that your business. God wants you to be able to write that check. The people still write checks. To be able to transfer that money to build your church. God wants to send you to be able to send your kids to the best schools possible. God wants you to be able to build your community. So if something is broken there, if something is out of sorts there, you have resourced enough to be able to bring the light of God and the help of God there. God wants you to be able to help the poor and help the widow. God wants you to be able to sponsor your pastors. God wants you wealthy. Our confession. Understand that when we speak, God is speaking. Meditate on it. When I speak, God is speaking. What is our declaration for this week? Wealth and riches are in my house. It is essential that you take the time every day to meditate on it. It's in my house. Wealth and riches. You need to know the difference. They're not the same. Wealth is more generational. Riches is what you can quantify in the now. But wealth speaks of the fact that there is a system that will keep multiplying it. Keep multiplying it. Wealth and riches are in your house. Wealth and riches are in my house. As much as that is our current confession, please don't forget. Do not forget. Not for a moment. That confession can address every single area of your life. Every single area of your life. Stay in your confession.